A lot of progress has been made on planting, and the longtime connection between Indiana Dairy and the Indianapolis 500. This is Hoosier Ag Today's podcast for your Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. I'm CJ Miller. Today's podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for over 135 years. Visit them online at ffbt.com to find out more. Well, Indiana farmers have done a significant amount of catching up when it came to planting progress this past week. Eric Pfeiffer checks in with an agronomist with Pioneer on that progress. Coming up, you'll also hear from Donald Davidson. He's the historian emeritus with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He talks about the glass bottle of milk that's handed to the winner of the Indy 500 at the end of each race. He also talks about how that tradition started and how it's evolved. Dry on Tuesday, but showers may be likely Wednesday, according to Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and a limit up day for wheat futures after India has temporarily banned its exports of wheat. Chuck Shelby with Risk Management Commodities previews how that ban could affect the grain markets this week. All of that is coming up in the Hat Podcast.
The land of the free is also the home of the hardworking. What if this is the year you take your farm operation to the next level? At First Farmers Bank and Trust, we're proud to serve the people who not only work until the sun goes down, but until the job is done. With over 135 years of commitment to agriculture, we'll find the solution that's right for your operation today and tomorrow. Visit ffbt.com to learn more. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Finally, some real progress made on planting last week, and the greatest tradition from the greatest spectacle in racing. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. You work hard to take care of your farm and your family. Take care of yourself and your mental health so you can care for others. Visit extension.purdue.edu/farmstress. It was a hot, dry week last week, and tractors were rolling all across Indiana.
A lot of progression took place last week, whether it was tillage or fertilizer applications or burn down and planting as well.
That's Pioneer agronomist Lance Shepard in Northeast Indiana.
I would say at the beginning of last week on May 9th, the sands really started rolling. As the week continued to progress, we started getting on heavier and heavier clay soils, and then they were running full bore on clay soils and Friday and Saturday as well to the eastern side of the state. The only thing that probably slowed down planting progress a little bit was much-needed tillage from last fall's ruts.
Corn and soybeans that did manage to get planted in late April are beginning to emerge. Shepard says the weekend rains helped with that.
That rain was greatly needed as crusting was taking place throughout much of Indiana, at least in Northeast Indiana. So it could have been the savior for some of those planting windows. Although the rain was patchy, you know, some areas might have been saved and others still might be of concern.
And Shepard says it won't be long before last week's work will start to show.
Anything that was planted on Monday last week merged probably in about 5 to 6 days based on just GDU accumulation that we had over last week.
Hear more with Pioneer agronomist Lance Shepard in my full interview at HoosierAgToday.com. We're less than 2 weeks away from the Indianapolis 500. To get you geared up for the race, CJ Miller reports on the long-standing connection between Indiana Dairy and the greatest spectacle in racing.
The fans here like their traditions.
And that's Donald Davidson, historian emeritus with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. One of the biggest traditions is the glass bottle of milk given to the winner of the Indy 500 as part of the celebration immediately following the race. Davidson says that tradition first started nearly 90 years ago.
Louis Meyer, who ended up winning the race three times, regularly drank buttermilk. Not milk, but buttermilk. That's what he drank on a hot day. He used to say that that the tradition started in 1933. Well, he may have drunk milk in 33, but we have no photographic record of that. And we do know Louis Meyer wins again in 1936, and then he's given this bottle of buttermilk. And it was photographed. And so apparently some executive in the milk industry saw that and thought, you know, what great publicity.
Davidson says the tradition really didn't pick up until more than 20 years later.
So in 1956, it was a cash prize. If the winner drank milk, he got $300, and the chief mechanic got $50. And as luck would have it, in 1956, Pat Flaherty drank milk regularly anyway, because he had some kind of a bone condition. And so anyway, milk has been offered every year since, and now it's a lot more than $300.
Indeed, that cash prize from the American Dairy Association of Indiana is $10,000 for the winner and $500 for the winning crew chief. Every year before the race, each of the drivers are asked about their preference of whole milk, 2%, or fat-free milk to sip on should they win. And even though that tradition first started with buttermilk and Louis Meyer, neither buttermilk nor chocolate milk are offered. You can find that full list of drivers and their milk preferences at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Planting a seed is an act of faith. And even if it makes it to maturity, Mother Nature and markets determine the value, right? Not when you've got your corn and soybean checkoffs. The checkoff is like a little seed coat of protection. It's like planting a penny to grow a dollar. In fact, with investments in research, new uses, and demand creation, we've seen a $12 return to the farm for every soybean checkoff dollar invested. Check out your Indiana checkoffs at yourcheckoff.org.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we take a look at the setup here across the Hoosier State, we are fully dry today, Tuesday. We are seeing temperatures normal to slightly below normal, but not a bad day overall, and temperatures will be warming late this afternoon into this evening. Good evaporation expected here. We have a little bit of moisture trying to cross the eastern corn belt overnight tonight through tomorrow. The heaviest precipitation is going to be over the central and southern part of the state, but I will not rule out some moisture up north either. Let's say US 24 southward, we can see anywhere from a quarter to probably 3/4 of an inch of precipitation. US 24 north, a few hundredths to a quarter of an inch. Everything's done by the time we get to sunset. We clear out overnight, except down by the Ohio River. We see another round of thunderstorms trying to fire off there from Evansville to Louisville to Cincinnati. But the rest of Indiana is going to stay dry for your Thursday. Friday, we start with sunshine, but clouds build, and we have a cold front that comes through overnight Friday night through Saturday. Rain and thunderstorms could bring anywhere from a half to 2 inches across the Hoosier State by the time it's done, closer to midnight on Saturday night. Sunday is going to be cool but dry, and then we go into next week. Monday, partly sunny, but Tuesday, another round of moisture is here. Quarter to 1.5-inch rainfall totals across 80% of the Hoosier State. We see warmer and drier air in here for Wednesday and Thursday of next week, but we do see a little bit of moisture trying to come in just ahead of the Memorial Day holiday weekend on Friday the 27th. That's the way things are stacking up. Really going to be looking at a dodgem kind of scenario here with regard to trying to get back to planting, and it really comes down to how much you get and whether you can miss any one of these events. That's the way the forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that a little extra can do a whole lot for our customers. That's why we're returning $63 million in patronage straight back to our eligible customers in Indiana this year. Does your lender do that? To learn more about our patronage program and eligibility, visit e-farmcredit.com/patronage. Patronage is a decision the Board of Directors considers and makes every year. It is not a guaranteed payment, but rather a return of our earnings paid to patronage-eligible customers of Farm Credit Mid-America according to Board resolution.
Limit up wheat futures leading the way. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Farm Market Review. We have numbers from a strong day to open up the new week coming up, led by wheat, followed by corn. First, market analysis. And I secured that right at the end of Monday trade from Chuck Shelby, Risk Management Commodities. Chuck, we need to start with the wheat futures market. Limit up there, no matter which wheat market you're talking about. And it does appear that that market pulled the corn market, possibly even beans higher as well as we open up a new week. But very strong wheat as India announces and confirms the announcement of their export ban. Is that primarily what's going on with wheat?
Very strong market, as you indicated there, and it's interesting to see the first 3 months, both in Kansas City and Chicago, lead the way, be lock limit up, an indication of an extremely strong market. And I think the realization that India did what they did is acknowledging that in Ukraine, that situation is really deteriorated, and that's going to go on for several years. So wheat market leading the way, How high can it go? It's very strong. I guess we'll find out as we go towards the end of the week how far up we can go, but we're certainly trading a market that has a lot of potential to the upside yet.
And is there a sense that this dynamic has more steam that could be packed into the market in the next day or two?
It's a combination, too. The crop in the United States is in very poor condition, one of the worst rated crops, you know, in modern history in the Western states. So it's a perfect storm again. When you look at Ukraine, you look at the U.S. crop is in poor condition. And also, I think another factor that we got to enter into the grain market is inflation. When you're having 8% inflation, we're certainly not going to leave the grain markets alone and say they can't inflate also. It's just, again, a perfect combination of fundamental bullishness along with technical bullishness along with inflation that keeps driving this wheat market.
Meanwhile, corn and soybeans, certainly a lot of progress in the state of Indiana and other states as well last week. Maybe a weekend pause after rains hit a lot of areas, and we wait to dry out just a little bit, but an improvement in progress, still behind a bit. What kind of a benefit is the market getting from that at this point?
Well, we did make planting progress from Illinois into Ohio, although I think it may not be as much as the market anticipated. I know when we got back out into the field last week, it certainly was wetter than you might have thought. Certain fields were still too wet. We had that comments from farmers I work with around Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. They got in and got some fields, but then they had to wait. So progress was made, still being made in the east. I think the critical component, though, is still there. North Dakota, Minnesota, parts of South Dakota, they remain extremely wet. They were cooler than us. And I think their opportunity to really plant has been very limited. Hopefully we'll see states like Iowa made good progress last week. But overall, we're still behind. And this week is going to be kind of a slow week, too, here in Illinois, Indiana, as more rain is projected to come in.
Chuck Shelby here with Risk Management Commodities. A very strong, as we indicated, Monday move in corn futures. Where do we stand there, in your opinion?
I think the corn market has the potential to turn into the wheat market eventually as we move towards the next 2 weeks. I think corn can be pretty bullish, similar to wheat when we realize, again, you might lose 2 million acres, and certainly it's difficult to reach that 177 national average yield that the USDA put out there.
Market analysis there from Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities. The number there is 866-837-9027. More numbers now. The settlements from a strong day in the corn and wheat markets, and a bit of a bump in beans as well. July corn goes to 809.5 on Monday, up 28.25. September up 20 cents. These contracts, 765.5, up 16.75. A dime better. July soybeans, 16.56.5. August, 16.07.25, up 11.75. Novi, 15.12, up 13.75. And up the limit in the wheat market, July wheat in Chicago, 12.47, 70 cents higher. Also, we had higher meat markets. June live cattle, 133.17, up $1.10. And June lean hogs, very strong, 103.82, up 307. That's an update on the markets. You are up to date with Indiana Farm News, plus markets and Ryan Martin weather from all of us at Hoosier Ag Today and our podcast sponsor, First Farmers Bank and Trust. I'm Andy Eubank. Have a great one. This is Hoosier Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.